Welcome to the Journey of You, Reflections on Faith, Identity, and Becoming. I'm your host, Tonya D. Venice. This is a space to slow down, breathe deep, and tell the truth about where you've been, where you are, and who you're becoming. Here, your story is honored, but it does not define you. It becomes your testimony. Wherever you're listening from, you're invited to settle in. You don't have to rush this journey. You don't have to walk it alone. So today, I want to talk about being comfortable being you. Have you ever tried to fit into a mold that doesn't fit you? Or that maybe it did at one point, but now in this season, it no longer does? Maybe you have outgrown it and it is time to move on or move forward. But the uncertainty or the unknown feels a little unsafe or insecure. I get it. I have actually been there more than one time. Every time I thought it was just me, that I was missing something or had missed the mark or read it wrong. But each time God was growing me and calling me to something greater, all still part of my assignment, even though I couldn't see it at the time. It is only in retrospective reflection that I see it now. I thought that I was meant to be an attorney so that I could advocate for other people. Then my desire shifted to children and daycare. And it went well with my season of life at the time, because when I started having children shortly after, that desire changed. Having my own daycare and then working in others' daycares made it much easier to bring my kids to work with me, which fit that season of life. When they started school and I wanted a flexible schedule, restaurant and administrative work seemed to adapt to what I needed. I made it work for the season that I was in, but as I grew more and more, I kept feeling a tug towards something else. I couldn't quite pinpoint or even articulate it into words, but I knew that God was telling me there was something deeper or greater. In the beginning, it was like I was searching for approval, validation, a way to show or prove my value and worth. Other times, I just wanted freedom. Freedom to just be me and not be concerned with how anyone else felt about it or what they thought. Finding that kind of courage and strength was not easy. I had it all along, but as life happened, I questioned it over and over again, and my viewpoint of myself was clouded by several lenses. The lens of other people's opinions, the lens of my actual experience versus what I believed in my heart that I was supposed to be doing, and how those two collided. And then there was the lens of the lies of the enemy, who constantly made me feel like I wasn't enough, or like maybe I heard God wrong, or hadn't heard him at all. Have you ever felt like that? Where God gave you a word and you knew that it was him, but the enemy kept whispering lies to you that you eventually allowed to take root and it became your truth? That was me. Each time God called me to hire, to step out on faith and to trust him instead of the safe and secure routes, I would take a few steps. But then a naysayer or an obstacle would come up, and I would revert back. I would give in to the fears and uncertainty, and I had to circle around that same mountain again, and again, and again. But one day God solidified some truths in me and reminded me of the original words that he gave me. Things he spoke to me before I was a wife, before I was a mom, before I took on any roles or titles or jobs. God always reveals the end from the beginning to us, just as he tells us in Isaiah 46:10. And right now, I really, really like the Message version of the Bible. So I'm going to read it to you. So it's actually Isaiah 46, but it's verses 8 through 11. Think about this. Wrap your minds around it. This is serious business. Rebels, take it to heart. Remember your history, your long and rich history. I am God, the only God you've had or ever will have, incomparable, irreplaceable, from the very beginning, telling you what the ending will be. I'm going to read that again. From the very beginning, telling you what the ending will be. All along, letting you in on what is going to happen. Assuring you, I'm in this for the long haul. I'll do exactly what I set out to do. Calling that eagle Cyrus out of the east from a far country, the man I chose to help me. I've said it, and I'll most certainly do it. I've planned it so it's as good as done. I've said it,
and I'll most certainly do it. I've planned it so it's as good as done. Did you hear that? God is in it for the long haul. He said it, and he will most certainly do it. He planned it, so it's as good as done. That is so encouraging to me, especially because I'm so baffled, okay? He told me back when I was 19 or 20 what gifts he had given me. And I was using them actively at the time, totally using them. And it came so naturally that I didn't think anything of it. I literally overlooked it. It was like I didn't think about it being special or unique to me. I just did it. I was searching everywhere else to find where I fit, and God had already told me. So even as life happened and I ventured out to find me and figure out my purpose, it was there all along. Just like he tells us in Jeremiah 29:11 that he knows the plans for us. He made those plans before he formed us in our mother's womb. But it was like I was still searching, even though he had already confirmed it for me. And so, even though my viewpoint was colored and I was having a hard time focusing through the various lenses that I was looking through, God kept molding me. He kept stretching and maturing me and opening my eyes to who he was more and more. And the more I got to know him, the deeper levels that I got to know about him and his character, the more that I could clearly see myself in him and him in me. That increased my confidence in myself. I was able to see how each thing that I went through and experienced added a little flavor and flair, but it didn't override or negate who he originally created me to be. So this time when he called me to greater, yes, there were some fears and uncertainty, but I could rest in and trust him in blind faith. One, because I know whose I am. If God's got you, you've got all that you need. And when God says yes, there's not one human being that has the power to negate it or take it away. Two, he reminded me of the word that he spoke to me 20 plus years ago that I had hidden in the back of my mind and left it there, underneath a pile of endless thoughts, opinions, and life experiences that crowded over it. But his word won't return to him void. So three, I believe him. If you have just a mustard seed of faith, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will fall off into the sea. My faith now is greater than a mustard seed, and I trust God to follow through. I will do everything that he created me to do and bring him all the glory, honor, and praise. So what about you? What word has God given you today? What mold have you tried to squeeze into or fit into that no longer fits or that you feel yourself outgrowing? Seek his face and ask him for direction so that when he says move, you can move in confidence and faith in him just like Peter did when he said, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come. From there, he walked on water. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for your word today, Father. We thank you for encouragement, Lord, and for reminding us that you are always with us, Lord, and that you know the end from the beginning. Thank you for telling us, Father, in advance what's to come, so that even as we're going through the storms and obstacles pop up or fear or uncertainty, we can rest in the fact of knowing that we're fighting from victory, not for victory. We already have the victory. Because you are not man that you should lie, and your word won't return to you void. So each and everything that you've called us to do and you've set and planned for us, it will happen. And so we just need to trust that no matter what we see in reality, Father, nothing is bigger than you. Nothing is greater than you. So we give you the glory, honor, and praise, Father, and we thank you in advance for each and every person that is listening, Lord, that you've called them to something greater, Lord, to a deeper purpose, Father. That they don't have to search for it in people, in titles, in roles, in things, but only in you, Father. And then everything else, once they've sought you first, it will all fall into place, Lord. Thank you for meeting needs, Father. Thank you for reminding people of the word that you've already given them previously, Lord. Bring it back to their remembrance. Stir up the gifts within them, Father. Light the flame, Father, that they burn eternally for you and their love for you, Lord. And in their passion and pursuit of what you've called them to do, may nothing extinguish that flame that they have, Father, that burns for you, Lord. Keep them connected to you, Father. May they seek your face early, because you love those who love you, and those who seek you early shall find you. So may they never stop seeking you, Lord. And may you continue to pour out on them and lead and guide them in the directions that you want them to go, Lord, so that they can make their dash of life count. We ask these things in your sweet Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hope that you've been encouraged today. I'm so excited to hear about what God is telling you to do. I'd love for you to reach out and let me know. You can text 678-310-4357 and tell me right now. Or you can email me at support@thejourneyofyou.net. I'd love to keep the conversation going. Remember, this is your journey. It's where your life begins.
Thank you for spending this time with me on the journey of you. If today's reflection resonated, you're welcome to continue the conversation with me on Substack, where I share written reflections and podcast updates. You can find me at toniadbennis.substack.com. Thank you for being here.